The conference will now begin.
Okay, Heather, let's learn. We're on page Kuf Hei, the top of Kuf Vav. Da'as Midei Secha, from Rav Schwartz. We're talking about the Tikkun of Kaishi from the Midah of Ofar, from Yisod of Ofar, the Yisod HaEish. And we learned that Eish has the quality of being Mechal HaKol, that it consumes, devours, destroys. So, Eish is very different. Eish is not something which softens that which is hard. It's just Mesalik it all together. There's no Hisnagdus at all. So, just for an example, before we go further, because we're going to be talking about a heart of stone and how to soften that, but just to go a little bit, to make this a little bit more realistic in our eyes, what does it mean, Lamaisa, in terms of personality? There are, for instance, there's a hisnagdus between the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer HaRa. There's a constant war that's going on, like Ramchal describes at the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, a constant milchama between, you know, that part of us that's good and the part of us that's pulling us away from good. So there's that milchama, and we experience this as something which is kashem ma'od, kashi ha-milchama. The milchama, the war, is difficult. It's hard. It's bitter. And we understand, because wherever, as we've been learning, that whenever there's a hisnagdus, then we have koshi. Right? Remember, husband and wife, they're very different, so it's kashe ma'od. When there's some knowledge or piece of information that is new to us or strange to us, then we have all kinds of kashes. It's hard. That's the inyan of ofer, the hardness of something that where there's a hisnagdus. So how does fire work, Lomaisa? What's the tikkun of kaisha b'yisod ha'esh? So the example that we always talk about over the years is for instance by ni'ila, when a person's on fire with emuna and on fire with Yiddishkeit. So the hisnagdus is ridiculous. There's no hisnagdus at that moment. Of Ne'ilah, there's no feeling of koshi. There's no difficulty in being a Jew at that moment. There's no difficulty in overcoming Yetzar. And if somebody comes over to you with some Lashon Hara or some Taiva, by Ne'ilah, you immediately burn it away. It's devoured by the passion, by the fire of your avoda of Ne'ilah. It's bechlal not hisnagdus at all. Or the adrenaline that a person feels when there's a hisnagdus to his existence. Normally, a particular kind of a chore would be very difficult, would be kasha, because you're relaxing, you're enjoying yourself. And someone says, could you do this favor for me? So there's a hisnagdus. You're relaxing, and this person needs you for something, and that creates a koshi. It creates something which is the other edge. It's the other end, and it's difficult. It's a misnagid to what you want to do right now, which is to relax. But if that friend is in danger, if God forbid there's something seriously wrong, then nothing is kosher. Then you run over, you get into the car, the adrenaline is pumping, and you do what you have to. The koshi disappears because of the fire of that friendship, because of the fire of that moment. So there's no koshi. Obviously, there's an avod in a Jew, and the way that tzaddik lives is that he's constantly on fire. He's trying to ignite, always to keep that fire burning, so that the Yetzer Hara is his nagdus. This is not something which is a serious hisnagdus. And as a result of that, it's not hard for him to get up and daven. It's not hard for him to overcome that temptation, because there's a fire that's burning, that Eish Tomid, Tukad Al HaMizbeach Lo Sichbe. And because of that perpetual fire that's burning in him, he doesn't feel the koshi of the hisnagdus of the Yetzer Hara. This is just by way of making it something which is much more realistic and applicable to our lives. On page Kuvav, Hafichas HaKoshi L'Sak. Now the word koshi, hasn't it? The oisis of sack, a bag. Hafachta mispedilum ochli betachta saki v'tazreini simcha sack. And has the oisis of kash, straw. We see this with these oisis of kuf and shin, things that are hard and things that are dafka light and soft. One and the opposite, which as we've spoken about very often, is the trademark of Lashon HaKodesh, that we see this very often in Lashon HaKodesh. Yeishnon havchones neisofes betikun yisoyt ha'ofar mitzad ha'koshi shabai. So there are other havchones in terms of the tikun of the yisoyt of ofar regarding this quality of ofar that it's hard. Koshi, it's not this. Hadugma pshut v'mordechai ne'amar, says by Mordechai, v'yilbash sak v'efer. That when the terrible news came out about the Gezerah in Shushan, that everybody has to get killed, so v'yilbash sak v'efer. So Mordechai enclosed himself in the sackcloth and ashes. V'yilbash sak v'efer. Now sak, the kosher, the shirish elu ois and ois. It's the same letters. Sak the kosher, the shirish elu ois and ois. Shin kuf, kuf shin. Hagdoras adova. A sack, again, a sackcloth, a sack, like in English. Hagdoras adova. Aveira hi be'etzem the kudus a koshi shivanefesh adam. And aveira is the nekudus hakoshi. To sin is that greatest hisnagdus to what a Jew is. A Jew be'etzim is pure and holy. And there's nothing that's more difficult and painful for the neshama than sin. It's the nekudas ha'koshi. The Rebbe Nachman says in Tinyan Zayin that there's nothing that weighs upon a Jew more than his aveiros. There's nothing that is harder for him. Causes us to act in all kinds of strange ways, the feeling of guilt, the weight, the hardness of the chait. Aveir he bets on the kudos a koishi shivanefsh adam betikuno who aida hafichosel l'sak l'kash. And the tikun of the aveira that brings upon us this hardness and this heaviness. The tikkun is hafachta misbidi l'mochali, betachta saki, ba'afiches l'sak, to change into something which is sak. Sak is something which is soft. Kash, like a straw, a piece of straw, kash, is very, very light, very soft, very light. Eich, so it says in Pasuk, v'hoye beis Yaakov eish, Beis Yosef Lahava, we speak about this pasuk very often, that Beis Yaakov Rashi brings at the beginning of Ayeshev, V'haya Beis Yaakov Eish, that Beis Yaakov will be like a fire, and Beis Yosef Lahava like a big flame, and Beis Esav Lakash, and Beis Esav will be, at the end of time, Lakash, like a straw gets burnt up in a second, it's devoured by the fire. So Yaakov and Yosef are like a fire, and Esav is like a kash, that gets burned by the in a second by the fire. So Eich Hoivchem is base Esav Lakash. How does that happen? Esav symbolizes Ra, is the embodiment of Ra. Aveirus, Chait, Sin. Eich Hoivchem is base Esav Lakash. How do you take that Beis Esav, which is hard, the Yetzahara, the other side, sin, the Tumah of Esav, of Rome, which is the strongest, of all the Tumahs, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, it's the most Choshev of his Nagdus, Esav and Edom. Eich Hoivchem is Beis Esav Lakash. Is if the kashi can be changed into sak, that the fire can make the kashi into a kash. The goal is that a fire, the fire of Yosef HaTzadik, the fire of Yaakov Avinu, these were great Jews that didn't sin. The fire of these of Yosef and Yaakov has the ability to transform the kashi, that hardness, that difficulty, into what? Into a kash, to a nothing, to a straw. And the callus and becomes nothing, becomes like a sack, which means like a soft nothing. The chalo isay consumes it and burns it up completely. The chalo isay. When there's a fire, then it's not that nothing is hard. That's how it is. When there's a fire of Yosef HaTzadik, then the Eitzahara, then Esav is not hard. When a person's Yiddishkeit is cold, and it's not, he's not on fire with Yosef HaTzadik, then every little taiva, especially in that Indian of Yosef HaTzadik, every little taiva is too much. It's too hard. You know, the guy can't keep his eyes off of some older woman that's long past her prime. Even that could be a taiva, because the guy is so mamish, so cold. There's no fire in him. If Amalek wants there to be ice, Karcha is the lashon of Kriyus. Esav wants there to be ice, because when a Jew is cold, so then he can't burn away the kash, the koshi, the difficulty or the challenge that the Yetzirah presents to a person, where it seems to the person that kasha, I can't overcome this taiv, I can't contend with this challenge of the Yetzirah. It's too hard for me. I can't. But when there's a fire of Yosef HaTzadik, when the person's Yiddishkeit is with a fire, so then there's a shum davar. Then it's a kash and becomes nothing, like a sack. Nothing. And then the fire burns it up. Im yesh nekudas kashi, mashir mosay kamay shehi kasha. If there's an akuda of kashi, and it remains kasha, it's just for what it is, it's kasha. Ha'esh omnam yecholu lechalis. Fire has the ability to burn it, to consume it. Ahakilu aydei ha'esh karach b'kashi otzim, but this requires, it's very hard. To make it easier to burn this, you have to first change it into something which is softer. All right. What he's saying is something very, very profound. He's saying something very deep. Lamashal. Kol leitzanusa asur chutz meleitzanusa davarazar. As you know, the leitzanus is not a good midah. It's a very bad, dangerous midah. Kol leitzanusa asur chutz meleitzanusa davarazar. Except to make fun of avarazar, to make fun of Esav. Even if Esav is avarazar, is Amalek, is Edom. Kol leitzanusa asur chutz meleitzanusa davarazar. The midah of Amalek, of Edom, the midah is Leitzanus. The Midah is Leitzanus. That's the Ikar Midah of Amalek, Leitzanus. Now, in Avodas Hashem, one needs to take the koach of the enemy, the strategy of the enemy, and to use it to destroy the enemy. To take davka, the strategy of the enemy, and use it as a weapon to destroy. Weapon is also the basis of shinkuf neshek. To take the strategy and the weapon of the enemy, and to use it to destroy the enemy. So when the Gemara says, "Kol etznusa asur chutz mebayal etznusa avodazar," that all etznus is a bad meter, to be a joker, to be a scoffer, to be a mocker. But when it comes to Esav, to Amalek, the Iker weapon to destroy Amalek is Leitzanus. Why? Because the Midah of Amalek is Leitzanus. The Midah of Amalek is Leitzanus. Now, what is the Avaida Leitzanus in Kedusha? In Kedusha, how do I use that Leitzanus in Kedusha? What does Leitzanus do? Leitzanus takes something which is chashiv, and it shows that it's not so chashiv. That's what it means to make leitzanus. That's why they always make leitzanus, like they make leitzanus from the president or from something chashiv. In other words, it looks like it's chashiv, and leitzanus says it's not chashiv. So the ingin of Amalek is leitzanus, because Amalek's leitzanus is the most chashiv thing in the world, which is Yisrael. So that's why they would throw up the arlus of the bismillah in the midbar. They made fun of the bismillah because that's the bris that Hashem has with Yisrael. The most choshev thing in the world is Yisrael, and the bris that Hashem has with Yisrael. And the inyan of Amalek is leitzanus, of Esav is leitzanus, of Amalek, and therefore leitzanus takes something which looks like it's hard, looks like it's very strong. And leitzanus macht chayzik, you know, makes fun and makes it into something which is soft. When we came out of Mitzrayim, so all of the people are leimei mosav afachad, bigdol zoyacha yidmu ka'oven. So when we came out of Mitzrayim, all of the nations were terrified because the Jewish people looked like strong like a rock, and they were all afraid of us. And there was a big pachad because Am Yisrael looked very, very, very choshev, scary, intimidating, and imposing, right? Very, very hard, very strong. And what's the inyan of Amalek? So Chazal tell us that Amalek saw that the whole world was afraid, and that the world was, there was a fire of the Jewish people. And Amalek came, Asher Korcha, to cool off, like an Ambat Yerushalayim, to cool off that fire. Asher Korcha. And the Indian of Amalek is to make fun that, no, you think that the Jewish people are so strong, you think so, they're so powerful, you think they're invincible, they're not. And that's why they came to attack us, to show that we're not invincible, we're not as hard. There's not so much a big hismagdus and that they could fight against us. That's the Indian of Amalek. So the need of Amalek is to make leitzanus. Leitzanus says it's not so harsh, to make fun, to mock and to ridicule and to put down. To put down means to show that it's not so big. To show, to make, to give. That's how you use leitzanus in tumah. And leitzanus in kedusha is davka to make. It's like sinusa davadizar is to make leitzanus from tumah. So when for instance, when a taiva is very, 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 very strong in a person's eyes. This taiva looks like it's something that he can't possibly control. So then you look at the Musa Sram dissect that taiva and show how this is mamish disgusting. And if you think about it, what it means, how disgusting and ugly and silly it is, and how this whole world is an oilam chay life, it's a world that's nothing, and how could you give in to such a ugly, disgusting taiva for a world, and this world that is passing, and forget about the world that is forever. So what the Muslims from do is they tear down the chashivas and the attractiveness of that taiva, and to show that it's just stupid, it's nothing, it's an Irish guy. We do that with our kids all the time. When the kids get all crazy about something, you say, it's an Irish guy. It's an Irish guy. What are you getting all crazy about? It's an Irish guy. It's nothing. You make leitzanus of it. It means nothing. What are you getting all worked up about it? That's the whole koyach of Purim, which is the Purim is the Tavke, and Mishnechnes Adam Marben B'Simcha. The ribuy of Simcha comes from that Leitzanusa Davadazar of mocking and making fun of the other side and laughing at the side of evil, like making fun of the other side. It's the Simcha of Purim. The Etzim comes from such a thing that I don't take the Yetzirah seriously. I don't, and by doing that, I change the koishi into sak. And that's the Inyan Pitachta Saki in the Tazareni Simcha of Purim of Adar, which is the lesson we learned about is Adarabba. And Adarabba means that it looks like it's so scary, it looks like it's I can't possibly overcome this Yetzirah, this Taiva. And Adarabba, just the opposite. It's nothing. It's nothing, mamish nothing. It burns away in a second. When a person has that fire of Beis Yosef, Beis Yaakov, Le'esh, and Beis Yosef, Le'akash, and then through that light sun is making fun and showing that it's nothing, and you soften it, you make it into something which is soft. The whole thing that was hard, now you see it as soft, you see it as nothing. It's not a big deal. It's not like so big like I thought it was. And then you're able to burn it away. It's nothing. It's bechlal not a challenge. And that's a very big avoid in a person. To be able to take that which is kosher, which seems to be hard, and to soften it by making fun, by making leitzanis, by looking at it for what it really is. And you know how that happens, that after, God forbid, a person does an aveira, when you look back at it, like it says in the Gemara about the Rishonim, you look back and you see, I thought it was such a big thing. I thought it was a mountain. It's not even a strand of hair. Because then you see it for what it really is, that it's nothing. B'shas Maisi, you thought it was invincible. You thought you couldn't possibly overcome this. And now you see that the whole thing is nothing. It's a gelechta. It means nothing. So that's the Inyan of Hafachta Misbedin and Mochali. So there was supposed to be a Gzeira, and the Gzeira of Achashveyers, the oldness of Haman is Hafachta. It's been a Hafachu that you change that harsh, scary Gzeira, and it becomes nothing. It becomes a joke, and not only that, but then the fire of Yosef HaTzadik was able to burn away, which the Inyan of Mordechai and Esther is able to burn away the whole Inyan of Amalek and Haman, and it turned out for being a gzeira to destroy the Jewish people turned out to be a big mechias amalek, and we have the simcha of hafachta misbedi that I changed this. I changed the hesped. It has hafachta misbedi lemochali pitachta saki, and I was able to open up this inyan of making it like a sack, like nothing, soft, nothing, a tazreni simcha, and then I'm strengthened and filled with joy. The whole inyan of Purim is such a thing. And that's the leitzanis that we make of Amalek, of Avodah Zarah, to show that it's nothing. And then the fire of Yaakov, of Yosef, destroys it in a second. Im Haifchem, that's back inside. Im Haifchem, it's HaKoshi L'sak. Azenema, V'hoi Beis Yaakov, Eishu Beis Yosef, L'hova Beis Eishu L'kash. Mamish. Becomes a kash, like the fire that burns away the straw. Kshinav his eyes, the nefesh adam. So let's talk more about the nefesh adam, about the human soul, about our emotions, and so on. So kan nechnosim ono lesugya me'evil etfisa pshuta shlamayim haruach ve'esh. So he's going to say something very deep now. Ad ata dibane ba'abi yisaydes abiyanish ha'kaishi b'nefesh nevehmi yisayda ofer. So we're talking about the Koshi B'Nefesh, and how the Koshi B'Nefesh comes from Yisoid HaOfer. Bor, Kshemadabrim B'Kaimus Adam, Heichan Shom Mizgale Hamusa Koshi. When we go into the Nefesh, where do we see this Koshi? When we go into the Nefesh, where is the Koshi revealed in the Nefesh? Hagili Atachtan B'Yezer Shel Dover Sheinenim Espoil Who acheth. So, just b'derech marshal, on the body of a person, the lowest part of the person, that part of the guf that is not mispoil, that doesn't feel a pain, or is the least sensitive to anything, the part of the body that's hardest, is the acheth, is the heel. And that's why Chazal used such a lashon in Parshas Ekev. Rashi brings it down, mitzvah she'odam dash ba'akovah. There are some mitzvahs that a person steps upon with his heel. And he doesn't pay attention. He's not nispoil. They don't seem to be important. There's no chashivas in his eyes. He's a little mitzvah. They don't seem to him to be important. That's called the Akev. Hold on 1 second. That's called Akev Shebenefesh. So now we're living, it's Ikvus of the Mashiach, it's the Akev. So it's very hard for us to feel anything. There's a koshi that not to be in the spoil from Dvam Shebekedusha. Like a person who's desensitized, like someone who's paralyzed, Lo'alena doesn't feel, you know, the needle is, it's desensitized. Lo mispol is not mispol. Like we were learning from Maral, he called kaishi yudavish ain't mispol, and then mispol. Kaishi is when something is hard, it's not mispol. Kamesh is kind of el as divya Maral, sha'azu si hei bechabusha. Azus, so we learned that there's a certain azus, a strength, a chutzpah. We learned it can be a negative way, a positive way, but it's hepa chabush is the opposite of busha. A person who's misbayish, he's embarrassed, he's ashamed, so he's very much affected by, he's very much affected by what people think and what people say, and he's embarrassed. He's soft, he's pliable, and because of that, he's very nispoiled from what people are thinking about him, and he's very embarrassed. But Azus is when a person doesn't care, he's not in this ball, what people say, what people think. We learned about this. He's hard, like an Akif. L'mala mikach, natsinu kashyus biachas l'leiv. Then we go up to the higher part of the body, and we see something which is scarier. And there we find that there's such a thing that even a Jew could have a lev evan. But the heart is like stone. It says in the Pasuk, Vasi Raisi, Hashem says that when Mashiach comes, Hashem will take away, the Pasuk says Hashem will take away the lev evan, the heart of stone. Shehu hepech lev basa. Now the lev evan, a heart of stone, is the opposite of a lev basa. Of a heart of flesh that's soft. Well, the malamikach yesh nakashi is das, and so we're moving up. So from the heel, which is the sof, the bottom, the heel that's hard, to the heart in the middle of the body, that could be hard or that needs to be fixed and made into soft. And then you have, when it comes to kashi is das, that stubbornness in the person's mind. Adam shu takif bedaito, someone who's very, very strong in his opinions. So from the heel, the heart, and the head. Heel, heart, head. The three H's. Heel, heart, head. Where we find by all of these that there could be a softness or there could be a hardness. Havchana neisefesi kashius ayrath. And we find in Tanakh, and we spoke about this earlier, kashius oiref, stiff neck, that the neck is hard. And the oiref is oisius ofa. Now, oiref is not just that it has, that it's a stiff neck, it's not just a symbol of the ofa, it's the same letters as the word ofa. Oiref is ofa. Well, ba'aymek toikev das, the kashius oiref, so ba'aymek, Taikev das, when a person is very strong-minded, and kashyas oiref, and stubborn, which is stiff neck, the sherish is echad, it's one sherish. The neck, of course, which is holding up the head, it's one sherish. Shreya das, nimtseis ba'oiref, because das is something which ascends through the oiref, and we're taught in the Svarim that shleisha moichin ba'adam b'sna moicha ha'chachim b'yamin, moicha b'yamin b'smol, and moicha das ba'oiref b'seida. The Urif, the neck, is that place of Das that connects the right side of the brain and the left side and holds up the head. That's called Urif. But it means stiff neck is also strong-minded, opinionated, stuck in a certain way of thinking. which, as we learn, could be positive because the Jews are stuck in our belief, in our way of thinking about Hashem. We're not going to give in or convert. And it could also be very, very, very negative, of course. Kashi Yisarev, stubborn and arrogant, v'chulam. Ube'emes, on page Kuf Zayin. Ube'emes. B'kama mekoymes, mitzarev ha'kosev is kashi ha'lev l'kashi ha'arev. We find an interesting thing, that there are places in Tanakh where the Torah equates and brings together the hardness of the heart and the hardness, the stiffness of the neck of thinking. Where do you see this? Kagoin, a familiar pasuk, Umaltem es or last of avchem. It says in Torah that you shall circumcise the erlas halev, the covering of the heart, meaning the hard heart, the circumcised. The arpechem loitakshu oid, and you shall no longer have a stiff and hard neck. So here we're talking about softening of the heart and a softening of the neck of the iris. So these are the makaymas of kaishi. Again, akev, heel, heart, and head. V'hinei, hakashi yishabe akev adam rur. The hardness of the heel is obvious. It's clear. Hariyaskanul el, shakaishi migiyim in the kudas is nagdus. From the Kudas Katsai. We learned before that Kaishi comes from Hisnagas, from something which is opposed to you, and the something which is the end. Haraishu Akatsai Ha'elyon, the head is the highest end of the person, and the Ha'ekav Akatsai Atachnan, and the heel is the lowest end. Bitzad Kach, Zamokam Akaishi, Bitzad Yisaita Ofra Ha'poshuch, and Mizgala Be'ekav Shal Nefesh Adam. So that's the furthest away from the head, which is when that's where feeling, thoughts, and the head and the heart, with thoughts and feelings, sensitivities, and so on, all of that comes from the higher part of the person. The other end of the person, where he's not nispal, he doesn't think and doesn't feel, the other end is the heel. That's the heel. That's the part of us that's sitting on the ground. That's like the earth. It's hard. It sits on the offer. The heel is hard. Very hard. Well, these are big misnagdim. There's obviously a tremendous misnagdis between the mind, the heart, and the heel. Lev Adam, Shemazgala by Havchana Shalev Evan. So that's as far as the heel. Now, let's move down to the heart. Let's move up from the heel to the heart. The lev ha'adam, shemaz galabay avchana shel lev evan, where we find there's either a heart of flesh or a heart like stone that's hard. Hagderosu shemaz galam nekudas ha'kayishi. Hagderosu shemaz galam nekudas ha'kayishi. Lev basir in yinadav arach, nispal. So there is the person that is that has a hard heart. It's like cold. They're emotionless or very cold. That's called the Lev Evan. You have another person that has a soft, mushy heart, the Lev Bosa. Lev, the Lev, Adavarach is Mispol. Something which is soft is Mispol. The heart, the soft heart is affected by things, is very, very much changed by things and affected and influenced the heart that is soft. Lev Evan Hagdirosa Lev Kosha. The stone heart is a heart that is anima spoil. It's an anima spoil. It's not affected. Person could see somebody that's suffering and God forbid it's not in a spoil. Doesn't make a reishim. The heart is stone. And in the macabre, it's not macabre. It's like a rock that doesn't let anything in. Doesn't let anything in. think I mentioned earlier, just remembering an old song that was very popular when I was younger. It's probably still popular because it's by two people whose popularity I don't think hasn't waned over the years. If anything, maybe it's increased. But the song, I Am a Rock, I Am an Island, I touch no one deep inside my room, something like that. Safe inside my room, deep inside my room, safe inside my room. I touch no one and no one touches me. I'm a rock. I touch no one and no one touches me. No one touches me. No one reaches me. No one can change me or inspire me or excite me. I'm locked up inside that stony heart. Right? Safe inside my room, deep inside my room. I touch no one and no one touches me. I'm a rock. I'm an island. Cut off like an island, a rock. It's the late Evan. And that's the Navi is describing our Matzev and Golas, the late Evan, Mamash, the late Evan. The late Evan. Golas, such a thing. Hagdilos alev kosher shein in the mispoil, in the makabel. It's not mispoil, it's not makabel. Lev evan shein in the mispoil, megim in the kudas chait. How could it be that a Jew, who beteva, is such a makabel, Amish, by nature, a Jew is so soft and the heart is so pliable in Kedusha to receive Mashem and to be open and to be warm and to be filled with hispilus and excitement and inspiration. How does it happen that the heart of a Jew could become a Lev Evan? Where does that happen to us? How did that happen over? So the answer to that is that Lev Evan shenen mispal magiyim in the kudas chait. It comes from chait. It comes from giving in to the opposite of what a Jew is. It comes from chait, from sin. Kol chait be'etzem yoytzel adam kaishi. Every chait, every sin, makes a person harder, less sensitive to kedusha, less sensitive to tumah. It's just every sin is like puts plaster onto the heart. It's just coating it with stone, with cement. So he's not excited about mitzvahs anymore. He's not nispol from mitzvahs and not nispol from aveiros. It just becomes hard, like a stone, concrete. Kol chayt be'etzem yoytzel adam kaishi. Kaven, it says in the Gemara, kaven she'over adam aveir v'shanaba, when a person does an aveir, and then he repeats the aveir, na'asa le'kehet, it becomes like it's nothing. He doesn't think of it anymore as being an aveir. His heart has become like a stone, and he's not in this ball anymore. In the beginning, when he first did this aveir, he got all upset about it and depressed, and his heart was all aching from this aveir in the beginning when he first did it. But now he repeats it, and then he becomes like a rock. It's insensitive, but just slips off. Doesn't hurt him anymore. Doesn't feel the pain of that aveir anymore. It's not like a heter. It's become like a heter. Like it's something which is mutter. Kasher over adam aveir pamachas, hodai mispol mi aveir, l'ser l'tshuva. When the person first did this aveir, he was very heartbroken. His heart was still soft, and he wants to do tshuva. Kasher also aveir v'shanaba, when he repeats this aveir. In other words, he wasn't successful in doing tshuva. And he gives in again. He repeats this aveir v'shanaba, nasas lekehetek yichasol bispilus. Then it becomes something like it's not even also anymore. He's no longer in the spoil. He doesn't get sad about it anymore. Doesn't think about it. Doesn't get him all worked up at all. It's just, you know, like a part of life. So he's not misspoil at all. Mikan megi ha'azus hashlilus. Yazui hagdar shalev evan shenim espol. Mikan megia ha'azir sashlilis v'kayshi lev evan shenefesh adam. This is the source. How could a person be such a mechutzav against Kedusha? How could he be such a mechutzav against his yetzirat toiv, against the nefesh alakis? So the answer is that over years, or whatever the time is of sinning, the person just becomes like a wall. The heart becomes like stone. It's not in his bow anymore. It's not soft anymore. It doesn't feel the needle of the chait. And therefore, there's no hesiris to do tshuva. It's just hard. Hatikun shleva evan ukshechoyze b'tshuva. The tikun is that somehow, because a yid has within him, no matter what he's done wrong, no matter how the wall is so strong and seems to be impenetrable, it's not true. A Jew has within him that nekudas atoiv, that part of him that is shifchi kamayim libeich, like pour your heart out like water that can melt, that like we saw the water that can wash away and break down the sand, the dirt, the oven. And he has in him that fire that after all of the years of sinning, there's still that nekuda of fire that's within him. And he can do tshuva. And kishachayze b'tshuva v'hayvachayse l'leiv nishkar. Then he's able to crack the heart. He's able to break it. Something which is hard cracks, it breaks. He's able to crack it. He's able to break the leva evan. And eventually to soften it, like making the, you know, like we saw, like making the that which is kosher into a sack, is able to soften it. That's tshuva. To break the heart, a lev nishba. Halev nishba misalig is lev ha'evan. And the lev hanishbar, the broken heart, is mesalik. It completely destroys. It shatters the heart of stone. A tzibroch in the hearts, a broken heart. Mesalik is lev ha'evan. Then there's no longer the lev ha'evan. And then mimela, there's no longer as a koishi. There's no longer that kaishi, the hardness of the heart, the insensitivity of the heart, and now the person can cry again. He's brokenhearted about what he's done wrong in his life. Well, Megala Lev Rach, he's able to be Megala to reveal the soft heart, the Lev Bosa, the heart, the flesh, the sack, the soft Zasai Tikkun HaLev, Shuvu. Shivchi Kamayim Libech Meichach Bnei Hashem. Through tshuva, which is the koyach of Hayah Beis Yaakov Eish and Beis Yosef Lahava. Lahava is the Oisis Halev, that fire that can melt away the hardness of the heart. Tikkun Halev, the bottom of page Kuf Zayin. So that's what so far we spoke about the heel, the hard heel, and the heart. B'malamikach. Above this, higher than this, Yeshus Avchanis Ksheoyev. A person whose mind, whose stiff-necked, whose opinions, whose thoughts, whose way of thinking is hard, is stuck. Ha'oyrefu amokim shemitzar v'shnei chelke ha'koshi shel hadas ha'tkifa v'shel ha'ekif. The oyref is that which connects the higher part of the body to the lower part of the body. It connects the head to the heart and to the heel. Yesh koishi elyon shemegimi hadas. There's a higher level of koshi that comes from das. It's very, very hard. This is the hardest one to fight against because you could have a person that's warm and has very, very soft heart. But if his head is like a rock, in other words, if he's stuck, if he's a kshei oref in his opinions that are all messed up, so it's very, very, very hard. This is a a very, they say, like a hard nut to crack. It's a very hard stone to break. Very hard. Yesh Kaishi Alyun Shemagim Adas. Mashinikul Washna Pasuk, this is called in the Pasuk Eisan, or Eitan, if you talk like that. Eisan Meshavecha. What does it mean? The word Eitan, Eisan? Buhu Lashon Shal Taikef V'chayzik. It's something very strong, very, very strong. Very strong. Kach Metzina B'demara. B'din Egla Rufa, it says, I'm reading Eisai El Nachal Eisan. That the Egla Rufa has to be, when the guy dies, is found dead between the two cities. So the whole Egla Rufa has to take place where? By the Nachal Eisan. Nachal Eisan, Eisan Kamashmo Kasha, that it hasn't, it's totally dried up. It hasn't rained in a long time. And the riverbed is totally hard, harsh stone. Nachal Eisan. Kasha. Mitzad kach, mokam hadash, shabodam nikra eson. Mitzad kach, that part of us of thinking, of thought, of das, is called eson. And zo das takifa, very strongly opinionated, strong-minded person, that's called eson. The shurish nekudas akashi. And this is the shurish of the nekudas akashi that makes a person, that the mind is not able to be makabel, something different. That a person is just stuck like a rock, like a boulder in a certain way of thinking. Like, you know, how all of us have certain way or certain opinions that we have since like we're young, since we're kids, and we just never get past them. They never change. Even though it can be totally off, totally. And we've heard all kinds of arguments against it, but and logical arguments, but it doesn't work. Because the brain, this part of the brain is like, it's like a rock. It doesn't break, doesn't open. So when you argue with a person that has that etanut, who's in that place of kshei orif, of das, which is eson, so you can't, there's bechlal, not makabel anything. Not makabel anything. Even though the heart is very soft, but he's not makabel in his opinions, in his way of thinking, he can't change. This is mamish hard. Meidach Yeshus Hakoshi Atachton Shemigim Yisado Ofer Shabbatim Commissioners Bor Baruch Hillel. The Koshi Atachton comes from Yisado Ofer, which is the heel. Page Kufches. Malkam Ha'ayrev Hu Be'etzem Hamalkam Shiyochel Agalus Shnei Koiches Hakoshi Halolu. Now we learned that the oref, the neck, is which connects the higher part of the body and the lower part. So therefore, it has this ability to mitzaref. Regardless, the shnei koyches hakoyshe alalu, hakoyshe ha'elyon v'hakoyshe ha'tachton. Kashis oref yochel yos mahalach ha'tachton, mahalach tachton, mahalach ha'elyon. Kashis oref could be expressed on a higher level and on a lower level. He explains. The mahalach ha'elyon hadas mekayim ba'oref. In the highest aspect of the oref, of offer is in the way of thinking. It says Hashem, Moshe wanted to see Hashem's face, and Hashem said, "You could see my neck. You could see the back of my head, meaning my neck, but my face, lo yero, you can't see, can't be seen." So Moshe Rabbeinu, shu b'chinas das roya. So Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, you will know is das. And in that place, Moshe Rabbeinu sees. That he's allowed to see that which is called the neck, which is das. Zem mokum gilu hadas. He sees the oref. That he's allowed to see the neck, which is mokum gilu hadas. He said ka hadas shem zgalab oref yotzeres oref kosher. So there's such a thing as das, that's mizgala, that's revealed, that's manifested in the way of oref kosher, in the way of das, of thinking, which is the b'chin of das. It is very strong, strong. By Moshe, when it was holy, but it's very, very strong, hard. Eson, Kishlicha shel Paro rodef achrei Moshe ben lahargei soy. We see this by Moshe Rabbeinu, that when Paro sent somebody to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, Nasa Orfei Kosha. Chazal tell us that he came with a sword. Paro sent the guy with a sword and went again on Moshe Rabbeinu's neck, and Moshe Rabbeinu's neck became like a rock, and the sword, you know, broke. It couldn't do anything. But Pashas Hayez Amais and Nisim. Okay, Pashas, it was a miracle that happened. Emes, that's true. We believe in that. But what it really means on a deep level, of course, the Nais happened. But it means on a deep level is that Moshe Rabbeinu's das, which is the oiref, which is the neck that connects to the mind, is hard. Moshe Rabbeinu's heart. He grew for Hofches, or for Lorif Kosh, it was like a rock. Nitan Lahashla Lov, Shun Lakudis is not, this information is not dispelled from an Egyptian. The Egyptian can't harm him, the Egyptian can't hurt him, because Moshe Rabbeinu was hard. Eson, he has the mid of Orif Kosh, Ksei Orif, Eson Shabenefesh. Umazais Kashi is Orif Yechelun, Roy Eitz, all the Machmas, he said, Ofa Shayen, writes the Kabbalah of Omar Shamayim. In Tuma, you can have a person who's a Ksei Orif, that has a hard, that's hard neck, that's stiff neck from Ofra, because he doesn't want the Orif is Ofra, he doesn't want to be Mekabel Omar Hashemayim. He's not in his spell from Hashem. He's not in his spell from Torah. He's not in his spell from Mitzvahs. It doesn't mean anything to him. He doesn't care. He's got different opinions. Am Ksei Orif, Nema Mitzam Mekudas Hashli, that's in a negative way that we could be an Am Ksei Orif, stiff neck. Shor Shal Be'Ofra, Sheish Be'Koshi, Yisrael Azim Shemumus, and that way the Jewish people in a negative way can be very chutzpedik. And the Talmud Chacham in Kedusha is Kosher Kibarzel. He doesn't just bend and give in to anybody who has a different opinion. That comes from the higher place of Das. So in Kedusha, Das means like Moshe Rabbeinu to be stiff-necked. He's not in this ball from a mitzvah. He's not in this ball from Yetzar. He's not in this ball from something from the outside, from something from Tumah. He doesn't care. He's stiff-necked. In Tumah, he's stiff-necked to Kedusha. He doesn't let Kedusha penetrate. He's not influenced or changed or affected or inspired by something that's holy. That's in Tumah. That comes in a bad way. It's not the Kabbalah Omachu Shemayim. So Am Ksheiref Nemar Mitzad Mekudas Hashli Shoshu Ba'ofer Sheish Be'Kashi Yisrael Al Shibus Tamachachem and so on. Im Ha'odim Mishtamish Be'Kashi Yis Mitzad Adas Al Yon. If a person uses this Mida of strength, of hardness, of the rock of Ofar in Kedusha, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's not nispol from Tumah, he doesn't care about the mitzvah in his life, and he laughs at it, and then the mitzvah's sword breaks, he's not affected by it, doesn't harm him. Mitzadav Chanas Eisan Shebenefesh, Akar HaChazuk Shenanaisen Mokam Esnagdis, he doesn't give even a place for Esnagdis, Paro, Mitzrayim, Amalek, Deit Sahara. It doesn't affect him. He's strong. His ideas, his das is strong. But in whom mishtamish b'mitzat ha'ofra tachtayim zuvikash is shlilus. But if he uses it in a negative way, the lower manifestation of offer of that hardness, then chasus chalila, then it's a person who has a stone heart. It's a person whose das is stuck in a certain place, and when he's 12, he has the same opinions, can't change. Nothing changes inside his way of thinking. Kan nitzach ha-mizug, if we need to have a mizug, shal shloishes ha-yesoides k'meshaduva baruch halel, that he needs to have a proper mizug with the water, or the ruach, or the esh, to soften, as we learned earlier, if it's something which is a negative manifestation of the midah of offer. So we'll continue to talk about how this is possible, this softening. Okay. Shkarach HaBayisai.